Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. There are many mysteries on the internet involving strange and unexplained sounds. From the infamous bloop captured in the depths of the Pacific Ocean to the strange anomalous trumpet sounds coming from the skies above. Where would one even start their exploration of such an odd phenomenon? Well, after many hours of searching through these mysteries, I decided to cover a recent unsolved case of odd noises. This case, however, involved the weaponization of said sound. This is the unsolved phenomenon of Havana Syndrome. In 1961, the U.S. severed diplomatic ties with Cuba, and thus began a long, intense relationship between the two countries. However, in 2015, the United States and Cuba re-established relations. A U.S. embassy was opened in Havana, the capital of Cuba. At first, everything was going as planned, aside from the usual diplomacy drama that comes with these types of relations. That all would seemingly change out of the blue sometime around November of 2016. An American CIA agent, with many years of experience under their belt, would be the first victim of this mysterious illness. The agent claimed they began hearing a loud, insect-like buzzing noise outside his apartment, together with a strange feeling of pressure in his head. It grew so loud, the agent went around closing all the windows trying to deafen the sound. This agent began to suffer incredible headaches and dizzy spells. Medical attention would be sought out with nothing notable coming from it. There is a fairly popular recording of the sound, which can be found online. Due to this being an allegedly dangerous sound, I will only play a very short snippet to give you an idea of what it sounds like. Please be advised. The United States government would be notified about this, but since it seemed to be an isolated incident with no other victims reported, no further investigation was put forth. A couple of months later, in January 2017, the same CIA agent once again visited the U.S. Embassy medical facility due to some symptoms occurring again. 1 month later, two more CIA agents reported hearing the same noises and experiencing similar symptoms. The injuries reported were all very serious. Mainly, they all shared inner ear injuries after hearing these noises. Motor issues, headaches, dizzy spells, tinnitus, and vertigo were also reported symptoms of this mysterious sound. This would change the tune of the ongoing investigation into the strange sound. The U.S. Embassy made several complaints to the Cuban government, suggesting these incidents were likely an attack on their embassy. Of course, the Cuban government denied any involvement in this event. Even until this very day, the Cuban government remains firm on its claim of innocence. Unfortunately, there was no proof found by the U.S. government. They were even investigated by the Russian government as well, to no avail. The only evidence was the reports from the CIA agents. Medical tests were run on the agents. It is unclear if anything was found, but it is implied injuries did occur to the agents in an odd and unexplained fashion. Of course, we should take this with a grain of salt, simply because this is not 100% fact. In March of 2017, the U.S. Embassy began to inform the staff and residents of the embassy about the events. After this, many more people would be coming forward with their symptoms, some of which never even heard the sound being reported before. It wasn't only CIA agents being affected by this mysterious illness, though. Many of the State Department staff were also experiencing symptoms and hearing the odd sounds. Upwards of 16 CIA and embassy employees were reported to have been affected. The CIA would hire a doctor to evaluate the victims and investigate the matter. This doctor, however, would also fall victim to this unknown ailment. Time would pass, and sometime in July of 2017, an important meeting of medical professionals was held in Washington, D.C. There, they went over all the symptoms reported. They noted that in addition to the inner ear injury-like symptoms, victims also suffered from sleeplessness, nausea, fainting, vision problems, and cognitive issues such as memory loss and hard time holding concentration. These symptoms were sometimes so severe that they would affect people's day-to-day functioning. These symptoms would remain lingering for months after exposure to the sound. After this meeting, it was thought that these injuries were more closely resembling something like a concussion more than anything else. Sadly, investigations were slowed by the CIA's secrecy, as multiple of the affected CIA agents were active under diplomatic cover. This also makes it incredibly hard when trying to document just how many victims there actually are. From what I have found online, there are somewhere around 26 staff members affected by this. Their family members were also reported to have been affected as well, so this number could be drastically higher. August 2017, a media frenzy would flare up as the mainstream media became aware of these alleged attacks.
It reads like a Cold War spy novel, one government official saying the incidents were so severe that some U.S. diplomats needed to get hearing aids. It comes as the relations between the U.S. and Cuba had started to improve, but now the future of diplomacy between the two countries seems uncertain.
It is a cause of great concern for us. It's caused a variety of physical symptoms in these American citizens who work for the U.S. government. We take those incidents very seriously, and there is an investigation currently underway.
The U.S. government was very vague with the details, further plunging this event into the depths of mystery. At first, they only claimed State Department officials were affected by the illness. Soon after, though, officials would learn of similar attacks geared towards Canadian officials as well. Most notably, a diplomat and his family, whose children were reported to have repeated nosebleeds after the sounds occurred.
The mysterious symptoms first struck nearly 2 years ago in Havana, after many say a piercing sound rang out. Five Canadian diplomats and their families, including seven young children, fell ill.
I had strong nausea. I had some dizziness. Sometimes I threw up. A few times I stood up and my nose was streaming with blood.
Symptoms of a concussion without any physical blow. This diplomat says the federal government dropped the ball, didn't move fast enough to get them out.
Sometime in February of 2018, a group of physicians at the University of Pennsylvania would examine the victims and publish an article reporting the results of their MRI scans. Initially, readers of the article were on the fence, suggesting it could be the result of psychological issues or mass hysteria. Even after all of this would come to light, the United States was still left floating idly in the water with this investigation. There were a plethora of theories from experts as to what could cause these attacks. Some speculated that some sort of weapon that emitted radio or electromagnetic waves could be the culprit. No one could prove this, however, so this is once again just a working theory. In September 2017, any non-essential staff was sent home from the Havana embassy. Not too long after, Canadian officials also removed a large number of their staff. As of 2019, more than half of Canada's staff had been withdrawn from Cuba. The Canadians had 14 cases of their own, meaning there would be around 40 or so attacks reported so far, more than just a one-off coincidence. This actually doesn't end here, though. There are actual reports of similar attacks outside of Cuba as well. In March 2018, the mother of an employee at the consulate in Guangzhou, China, reported her mother was affected. Although the US government has not confirmed this as a case linked to the Havana Syndrome phenomenon, it still had the US concerned enough to issue a public travel advisory nationwide. It took some time, but I did find more information on this case. There were wide-scale preliminary tests done to US diplomatic staff in China, where 15 potential victims were identified. One detail that stuck out to me, though, the Guangzhou victim mentioned that her dogs were affected as well, displaying behavior such as throwing up blood and barking at things that weren't there. Many victims claim the government is trying to cover this up and hide the fact that something more nefarious is going on. This leaves us with many more questions and answers at the end of the day. This seems to be the end of the story so far, but this is an ongoing story that will more than likely see more updates in the coming years. Recently, documentaries have been made about the event by Canadian television companies, not to mention the countless YouTube videos and online articles detailing the events. It is incredibly nerve-wracking to know that we could be attacked at any time by someone or something you can't even see. One last update before we come to our conclusion. In July 2019, a new study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. This study detailed advanced brain imaging techniques and compared over 40 brains of US staff victims. This study found some truly interesting details. This study found much, much less brain matter in the affected sample compared to the controlled one. They also found problems in the functional connectivity parts of the brain that help process sound and light. This has to lead many to think that Havana syndrome is something more than a psychological event. There are many theories as to what or who is causing this phenomenon. Many speculate the Cubans could be responsible. Others claim the Russians or Chinese are to blame. Some think it's an environmental anomaly, and there are those who claim this is nothing more than an accident or a hoax. It seems the most popular theories as to what is causing this syndrome all lead back to some sort of radio, sonic, or microwave being used to target specific targets in a concentrated manner. There are less popular theories such as viral virus, existing brain injuries, malfunctioning equipment of some kind, or even just a very loud insect, such as cicadas or crickets. The last one seems a bit less plausible in my opinion, as I have personally spent many weeks surrounded by thousands of cicadas buzzing about all day and night, and never experienced any of these symptoms. Not to say these things couldn't happen, just seems weird. At this moment in time, the phenomenon known as Havana Syndrome remains a complete mystery, and for the foreseeable future, it will stay that way. Aside from the first-hand accounts and physical evidence from a plethora of victims, we are no closer to figuring this out.
President Trump actually rolled back parts of President Obama's policy toward Cuba, though some elements remained in place, including the reopening of the U.S. Embassy in Havana. The Florida Senator Marco Rubio, whose parents fled Cuba, weighed in on this topic, saying personal harm to U.S. officials shows the extent the Castro regime will go and clearly violates international norms.
Thanks for watching this video. The mysteries surrounding the strange Havana Syndrome attacks are genuinely terrifying. Nothing scares me more than an enemy you can't see. What are your opinions on this case? Who or what do you think is responsible for this Havana Syndrome? I'd love to read your thoughts in the comments down below. If you enjoyed this case, please be sure to hit that like button. It helps me out more than you can imagine. If you're new to the Swamp, why not join us and subscribe? Turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, in all things natural and supernatural. If you aren't aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller Scary Stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much every other major podcast provider. Thanks for always supporting the Swamp, my friends. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.
In a statement of claim filed today, they allege, Canada downplayed the seriousness of the situation, hoarded and concealed critical health and safety information, and gave false, misleading, and incomplete information to diplomatic staff. Last April, Canada stopped sending diplomats with families to Havana, but only last month did it reduce its staff there by half, more than a year after the Americans did the same for their diplomats with the same symptoms.